So we're here, it's half six on the 5th of September at York Peace Festival. You guys look like you're having loads of fun, so I thought I'd come and talk to you.
Yay, we are! Woo!
So what are your names and where have you come from?
This is my sister, Nin, from Pudsey, and this is my sister, Saab, from
Birmingham.
And I live here. My name's Belle.
That's really good. That's like a nice sort of...
Sort of... And then my sister's met some people from Pudsey as well, so we're just here in a little group. Yeah.
And what is it that made you come down to the Peace Festival today then?
2 minutes from my house, and I thought I might as well mingle and show my sisters what York is like.
How have you found it? Do you reckon it's been good or bad?
It's been a really nice experience. It's been lovely weather. There's lots of things and activities to take into account. We've had a nice walk around the stores. There's lots of... there's the health section, there's a reflexology stores, and the henna patterns. Yeah. So it's been really nice.
We're setting up a store next year. We reckon we can do henna tattoos cheaper. And we can also do the Indian food cheaper. Yeah. So we're setting up a store.
So can I ask you, what does peace mean to you guys?
Peace means one love. It means no discrimination, equal opportunities. It means that no matter where you're from, your situation, you all deserve the same. Where's the love? Where is the love?
Yeah. And do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's bringing equality and bringing people together, and it's been really fun. It's really enjoyable, really.
So do you think this, if they're your ideas of what peace is, do you think that this festival represents that in a good way?
It does.
People are really enjoying themselves, they're really friendly, and you know, they talk to anybody here, they'll tell you the same, and they're really enjoying it. And it's not, you don't come to a friendly atmosphere like this, and you can see everybody yourself that are enjoying themselves, because it's the first time I've been to a festival like this, and I really enjoy it, and I'll be coming next year as well. So
if you say it's the first time you've been to a festival like this, what is it about this festival that's...
I think it's different because there's a lot of people are, they're all together, aren't they? They're all bringing communities together and people enjoying themselves, and it's a nice atmosphere. You go and somewhere, sometimes you have trouble and stuff like that. Nothing like that here. People are all together and they're having fun, and that's what it's all about, having fun and bringing communities together, and people just having fun, yeah.
So what has been your favourite fun thing of the day?
Alcohol!
I just the music really, and just meeting people and talking to people, and you know, just
and the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I think it's the atmosphere that's really helped a lot.
So if this was to happen in the future again, would you come back? And if so, is there anything you'd like to see to make this better for you?
I think there's always room for improvements. You can always have more things at a festival like this, you know, enhancing, and maybe it's just like asking what people want, you know, like you can always tag it onto Facebook or something like that. People can give you opinion what they'd like to see here, but I think you've got more covered, because you can have different stores, but that's for people's preferences really. But you've got everything covered here really, so the music's lovely, people's nice, you know.
I would have liked a henna store. My mate always gets me with henna when she does it. She just gets out of my hand little ones, and then I look really girly for a few days, it's okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah. So thank you very much.
Welcome.
Enjoy your last half an hour.
Okay. Thank you
very much.
Thank
you. We'll be okay.
A bit of editing here and there, you know.
Yeah, oh, just showing.